Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, pension holders might have been watching with dread since the 2nd of April when Donald Trump launched his chaotic tariffs policy, creating instability in the stock markets, injecting huge uncertainty into the global economy. So if your pension pot has lost value, what should you do? And if you're retiring at a time when markets are down, how might that impact your payouts? Well, Cliff Taylor, columnist with the Irish Times, is on the line now. Good morning, Cliff.
Good morning, Claire.
So pension funds, where are they at? Have they recovered from the rocky days in the aftermath of Donald Trump's Liberation Day announcement?
Yeah, a little. Markets have stabilised a bit, all right, after the big fall that we saw after Liberation Day. Obviously, a week later, Donald Trump reversed to a significant extent by putting a lot of the tariffs on hold, and markets have been a bit healthier since then, albeit still up and down. Mm-hmm. I was just checking the figures before I came in here, and the average kind of managed pension fund would still be down by kind of 7 or 8% so far this year. So that's the kind of fund that people would typically be in when they're still a good way away for retirement. So for sure, people that have been checking their pension fund over the last month have got, I guess, a bit of a nasty surprise.
Well, if you're a good bit away from retirement, it's probably not that much of a concern. You can sort of say, well, that might recover by the time I need it to. But if your retirement is coming up, Cliff, it's a different story.
Sure, yeah. I mean, I suppose first in terms of the long-term point that you mentioned there, that's the case. So if you look at funds now over the past year, if you take a slightly longer time frame, the typical managed fund would be up 2%. And then if you went back over 5 years, there's been a really good period for the markets since 2019. So the average fund will be up, you know, kind of 40, 42%. So in the long term, when you count in the tax relief, you know, it's still a good investment. You're right that the people who have been, you know, particularly, I suppose, worried to some extent are those who are coming close to retirement. There are a couple of things, I think, that suggest that they don't need to panic. One is that normally a pension fund, as someone approaches retirement, would move out of riskier assets like equities. So they would be a much less significant part of the basket of investment as you approach retirement than they would be, say, 20 or 30 years beforehand. And that is to guard against just this consequence of markets taking a fall just before you retired. Now some people may have chosen otherwise. You have a say in where your own pension fund goes, particularly if you manage it yourself, or if you're a small business person with a pension that you manage yourself. But generally, that is the advice that people are given. And there's a second factor as well, I think, that gives people significant protection and protection, including people who would have managed their own pension, which is that kind of in 15, 20 years ago, people would typically have bought what's called an annuity when they retired, which is a vehicle that gives them a fixed amount every month. So it really mattered to those people what the value of their pension was on the very day that they retired and bought this annuity. But in more recent years, people have increasingly gone into what are called approved retirement funds or vehicles like that, which basically means that you're retaining a kind of an exposure to the markets, you know, into your retirement. So in other words, you can wait to draw down your pension to some extent. You can allow the fund to rebound back up again during your retirement rather than, as in previous times, being completely reliant on the value of your pension fund on the very day that you...
Yeah, I suppose having it in that ARP, if we can call it that, the ARP, that means you're still watching the markets after your retirement date has passed.
An approved retirement fund, an ARF, it does, and some people don't want to do that. And particularly as interest rates went up in recent years during the big surge in inflation, annuities again became reasonable value and were a vehicle that people were increasingly looking at again. So, you know, I know a number of people who decided to take an annuity for their retirement for that very reason. They wanted the security, and interest rates had gone up again. Now, of course, over the last 18 months, interest rates have started to come down again. So that option is perhaps looking less attractive than it did, although probably or certainly still better than it did during the zero interest rate days or close to zero interest rate days, which kind of prevailed from the mid 2010s up to and through COVID.
I suppose the people who are really affected by what's happened in the last couple of weeks are people who have shares and need cash.
Yes, absolutely. They wouldn't typically be pension fund investors,
yeah.
But you're absolutely right.
And there's a lot of people in Ireland who might be in that situation because they might be paid part of their remuneration in that way.
That's true. There certainly is a cohort of people, particularly people who work in the multinational sector, who get who get share based remuneration. And they would have certainly have taken a hit over recent months.
Mm-hmm. But the advice is probably if you can, wait it out.
To hold on, yeah, yeah. I mean, a lot of people do rely on those on that bit of income to fund lifestyles as well. Particularly better off people. But you're right. You never want to be a forced seller of equities, and I think. Financial planning would suggest that better to have some cash in reserve that can get you through a few months than have to rely, if you can at all, on selling shares to meet expenses or something you need to buy suddenly.
And then, Cliff, bonds are seen as a safe haven traditionally, but one of the more disturbing aspects of the recent turmoil was that they went down too. Is that something for people to worry about in this context?
But hopefully not. I suppose we can hope that was a shorter term reaction to what Donald Trump did on Liberation Day. So, as you say, normally bonds are a safe haven. So people, when they're selling equities, when they're nervous about the future, they tend to buy bonds as a safe haven. Now, what happened after Liberation Day in particular was a wobble that people said, we don't know. There was a sign, I suppose, that people were losing confidence in American economic policy in general and were selling American assets in general. So they were pulling out of bonds as well as equities. And that led to a bit of a flutter in the bond market worldwide, which obviously isn't good for investors in pension funds or anywhere else, because typically funds would be invested a bit in equity and a bit in bonds, and with the hope that one would, to some extent, balance out the other. Now, I think logically, you would think that will balance itself out over time, and the normal relationship will be restored. But of course, there could still be some upheavals ahead, depending on what Donald Trump does. The markets have certainly reckoned that he's pulling back from the worst of his policies, but I don't think we can take that for granted yet.
Yeah, there's no telling really. And then the other side of this is when the tariffs on China start to bite, because we haven't seen that play out yet, have we?
No, we haven't. We have, in confidence indicators and in people starting to wonder about investments and rearrange. But really, what's one of the interesting indicators that we've seen in the US over the past few weeks is a big fall off in shipping volumes between China and the US, because goods going into the US from China are now subject to our tariff of well over 100%, which is going to price most of them out of the market. So Chinese producers are looking to redirect that to other markets, which is going to be another story in itself, I think. But that is certainly, I think, going to flow through into the shops in America, the Walmarts, etc., in the weeks ahead. And I think it's going to be a political factor for Donald Trump. And I suppose we might hope another factor that gives some pause for thought in terms of pushing ahead with this tariff agenda, though, as we said, who knows?
Yeah, I mean, the New York Times is reporting today that there could be a shortage of Christmas presents in America in a couple of months' time. That will be a political problem if that
absolutely.
Is what happens.
Christmas lights, the Christmas lights and all the Christmas decorations generally come from America, and a lot of the, as you say, the things that would be defined as presents, including kids' presents, toys, scooters, all the kind of things that you see in the center aisles of the big department stores.
I don't know if you had a chance to see what Brad Smith, the Microsoft president, has been saying this morning, but you know how people are asking a lot of questions about multinationals and whether they will continue to invest in Europe in the way that they have. Now, he has offered a reassurance today, and Microsoft have been pretty quiet on all of this thus far, but they've committed to boosting their presence in Europe and protecting European citizens' data against the backdrop of what's been going on. That's a fairly significant statement, and they will have had to assess how Donald Trump is likely to react to them saying that.
Yeah, it is interesting. And Brad Smith was in Ireland a few weeks ago.
That's right, yeah.
Perhaps it was last month, and he said something similar in terms of their investments here. And I think that's really interesting, because we have seen a lot of companies in America, I suppose, playing up to Donald Trump and some of the big tech companies in particular getting on board with his agenda, and perhaps hoping it might help them in dealing with regulators in Europe and leading regulators in Europe to go a bit easy. But Microsoft seems to be taking another approach. And they're obviously reckoning, as I think a lot of the other big tech companies will too, that, you know, a huge amount, part of their business is outside the United States. These are massive international companies. They're not signed up to Donald Trump's Make America Great agenda. They're signed up to looking after their shareholders, who come from all over the world, and will be on their case in terms of, you know, how are you going to deal with this? How are you going to protect your international business? And I think that is a really significant statement by Brad Smith and Microsoft, particularly as a lot of the other American tech companies have been using the Trump presidency to give out about the way Europe controls data.
Yes,
and the rules that
they're going in,
and the rules that are put in that area.
Cliff, thanks so much. Cliff Taylor, their columnist with the Irish Times. Shane Bergen's going to take us on a whistle stop tour of the planets after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.